Welcome back to Hash Marks and Hardwood. We are live on this Friday, May 8th. Joining us now, live on the phone line, is the Indy Stars, Kyle Nedenrip. Kyle, thank you for joining on such a short notice. Really, it means a lot, so thank you for joining the show. How are you doing?
Hey, no problem. Good. Glad to do it.
Yeah, I thought we had some extra time here in the show, so thank you so much for joining once again. Late notice, so once again, thank you very much. But one thing I want to bring you on about is obviously the news we had this past week about the IHSAA not, letting the shot clock be, how do I want to say this, the no shot clock in high school basketball here in Indiana. What are kind of your thoughts on that? And how do you think that is going to positively and negatively affect these players in the next upcoming season?
I don't know that it does a whole lot, really. I mean, I think there's definitely some negative reaction because, you know, it's just kind of the nature of the world where more and more states are going to a shot clock. I think people are accustomed to watching, you know, NBA and college games that have a shot clock. And then when people who may not watch much high school basketball watch a high school game now and they're kind of like, where's the shot clock? You know, they're not the fans who are watching every night or every weekend during the high school season. So I think there's some reaction that's like, man, this is kind of a, you know, not keeping up with the times type of deal. I even saw some college basketball analysts said, you know, it's not even real basketball if you aren't playing with the shot clock, which is, you know, that's hyperbole. You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, I would argue that I've covered a lot of very high-level games that didn't have a shot clock, and there was no, you know, you wouldn't have even known there wasn't a shot clock. So, you know, let's get real with that. But I do think it's some, and I veer more to wanting a shot clock, I would say, because I do think if you put one in within a couple of years, you wouldn't even really notice, and I think it would just kind of become part of the normal high school basketball experience. I don't think it would even be that big a deal, to be honest with you, but it is a big deal to get all the high schools up to speed and, you know, financially, invest in, you know, I know Paul Nydick said $10,000. That may be high in putting shot clocks in, but regardless, it does take, you know, a financial burden. It takes another person on the scores table, you know, all those things. It takes referees watching yet another thing that, you know, gets them yelled at by fans and whatever. So there are some things. And I think basically what it came down to from what I heard from the board of directors was that, you know, they didn't feel like it was this huge thing that, you know, we have to have a shot clock because the game is suffering. You know, it was just kind of like, what's really the, is anything broken that needs fixed? And they felt no. So maybe in 2 years that changes and, you know, more momentum happens to get us to that point, but right now I think the feeling is that it's just not necessary.
Yeah. Do you just feel like there's not really what do you think the biggest reason is? It's just not appropriate right now for this time period that we're in.
I think it's the financial component is probably the biggest thing. I know, you know, there was some talk, you know, that you know, tradition and whatever. I don't think, you know, again, like, I'm not sure, like, coaches are voting for it, so why do they feel the tradition's not that important? You know, they're 70% basically in favor of it, so, you know, I don't know if that's really an accurate, you know, assessment of it or not, but, you know, I always felt like we would probably be one of the last states to do it, and it's kind of tracking that direction.
Yeah. So,
and I'm not necessarily, I don't know, that's a bad thing, really. I don't know. It just kind of is what it is.
Yeah, well, short and sweet, just wanted to get your opinion on this. There's one more thing, but I'm brain fogging here on what I was going to ask you. From the difference, I think the main argument for a lot of the players, at least, is it helps them kind of get used from going from high school ball with no shot clock, obviously, to college ball. How much do you think it would help high school players to have a shot clock, to get used to it, and then go to college that also has a shot clock so that it's kind of not such a crazy mix-up for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's maybe something, but again, like, you know, most of the games I cover, there's not, you know, you wouldn't even know if you put a 35-second clock in, you wouldn't even know it because the shots are getting up. You know, you might. What I really would like it for is more of like end of game, end of quarter situations, mm-hmm. and fourth quarters where you keep the game moving a little bit faster, and you know it's not like a parade to the free throw line. You know, to me that's the biggest reason to do it. Not that teams are stalling. But to your point, a lot of these kids play. You know, they're playing AAU with the shot clock. You know, the all the circuits have shot clocks, so you know they're getting that experience at least the. You know, in the summers and spring, you know, and then you kind of go back to it during the high school season where you don't have one. So, you know, maybe I think that's maybe, you know, it could be a valid point. But again, you know, to me, that's not the biggest reason there, you know, to do it. I think it's just, I think you do it for game flow and keeping the games moving. I think it's just it's a better, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's just a better way to finish games when you have a shot clock than not. In my opinion.
Yeah, well, I 100% agree with you. Once again, Kyle Nenrup, the Indy star here on Hash Marks and Hardwood. Kyle, short and sweet, I just wanted to get a professional's opinion like yourself. I know you write about this stuff all the time, and this has been the discussion in Indiana high school basketball for a very long time now. So thank you for swinging by the show. And once again, thank you so much for joining on the very late notice, man.
No problem at all. Anytime, Bryson. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, Kyle Nenrup on Hash Marks and Hardwood.